Okay, let's get into this. We're doing a deep dive today into, well, the mix of creativity, computing, and commerce. We're really looking at what's next for marketing and e-commerce. D-commerce, the sources are calling it. And look, if you're trying to figure out how companies are going to win that customer relationship game in the next few years, things have really shifted.
It's absolutely right. Our job today really is to pull out the key pieces of this shift for you. We need to understand how the technology, especially this advanced AI, is merging with more human approaches like design thinking.
Yeah.
And crucially, how security and trust are basically becoming the bedrock for everything. We're hunting for those nuggets that define success now.
Right. And the thing tying it all together, the core idea, is super important. It's this blend. You need that human attitude, you know, empathy, creativity, thinking strategically combined with raw digital intelligence. Stuff like agentic AI, planning things out, automation, it's not one or the other. Success is in mixing them.
Okay, so let's start with the digital intelligence side, specifically this next level of AI, agentic AI systems. We're talking way past simple chatbots or, basic automation here. These are AI agents that act on their own. They can plan, they can make decisions, complex ones, and actually do things proactively for the user, independently.
So it's like if old automation was a really good intern following a list, agentic AI is more like a proper team member, someone with initiative. That kind of autonomy must completely change how we look at things like CRM, right? Customer relationship management. The sources seem to say it shifts CRM from just managing data to creating an empathetic brand experience.
Exactly. And the role change is fascinating. The AI becomes this, well, valuable team player. It handles all that repetitive transactional work, the stuff that burns people out, which supports the human employees, lets them step back from the routine and focus on the really complex emotional relationship building parts of dealing with customers.
Okay, but hang on a sec. If these AI systems are acting autonomously and they're aiming for hyper-personalization, isn't there a risk? That autonomy could easily slip from helpful into, well, kind of creepy if it's not watched carefully. How do the sources handle that need for human oversight?
Yeah, that's the tightrope, isn't it? The absolute key is support, not replacement. The AI is designed to spot emotional cues in, say, customer messages. Maybe it flags rising frustration before somebody even complains directly. Then the agent does the automatic bit, maybe issues a pre-approved discount or something. So when the human agent jumps in, they're not starting cold. They're walking in with an empathetic solution already taking shape. That proactive problem spotting, that's how it delivers empathy at scale.
I get it. Okay. And that proactive sort of emotional awareness leads right into this concept the sources mention, vibe marketing, which is apparently inspired by vibe coding. It sounds like using AI to create an emotional connection in marketing.
Precisely. If the agentic AI can get a sense of the customer's current mood, or vibe, as they call it, you can automate the whole execution side. Wish channel, the best timing, tweaking the tone, even generating creative options. This frees up the human marketing team to focus way up high on the big picture strategy, the brand's real identity. They can trust the AI to handle the tactics with, emotional intelligence.
And the end game, when you combine that proactive, empathetic AI with really good predictive analytics, is hyper-personalization. We're talking about communication where the AI figures out what you need before you ask, delivers just the right offer right when you need it. And this is critical, does it smoothly across every touch point without messing with customer privacy. That balance, utility versus privacy, that's the trust foundation we need to dig into later.
But like we said at the start, all that fancy AI and automation, it's kind of pointless if the product or service itself isn't relevant to people. Which is why, even with all this tech flying around, the sources really hammer home that people are still the focus. And design thinking isn't just some process you follow. It's more like an attitude you need to make sure the innovations actually, matter to someone.
Yeah, I think calling it an attitude is really insightful because the whole thing starts with step one, empathy. You absolutely have to put yourself in the customer's world, understand what they need, what they really want, what drives them crazy. If you skip that part, you're just automating noise, right?
Totally. And when you bring that deep human empathy into digital marketing, you end up with campaigns that are, one, highly resonant people connect emotionally, and two, because it's digital, they're also highly measurable. You get the human insight and the hard data. Best of both worlds.
But the sources describe this as a 100% agile process. It's all about being curious, trying things out, learning from mistakes. That sounds really fast, really flexible. How does that kind of rapid failures okay mindset fit with the super careful, structured thinking you need for like solid digital security. Seems like a clash.
Ah, yes. That's the tension every company has to navigate now. Design thinking demands quick pivots based on what customers need now. Being agile means constant testing. But the sources suggest you have to build security testing to that fast loop. Security checks become just another part of the learning cycle, not some big wall at the end. It forces teams to be quick and safe. It's definitely a challenge.
Sounds like a tough balancing act. But luckily, this is where that AI we talked about comes back into play, right? As a way to speed up the human side.
Exactly right. AI tools can seriously accelerate design thinking. Let's take the empathize phase. AI can chew through mountains of customer reviews, social media chatter, doing sophisticated sentiment analysis. It processes way more data than humans ever could to pinpoint those core frustrations or desires.
Okay, and then for ideate, brainstorming. Tools like ChatGPT or Jasper. They don't take over, but they can offer rapid idea generation, maybe throw out unexpected starting points based on all that data.
Precisely. They can spur creativity, challenge assumptions. And then when you get to the test phase, which is crucial, AI can run automated A/B testing constantly. It shrinks that feedback loop down from potentially weeks to just hours. It helps the team stay human-focused, empathetic, innovative, but operate at digital speed.
All right, let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk about the absolute foundation for this whole digital relationship. Trust, one source makes a really bold claim. In this age of constant cyber attacks, data breaches, trust is the new conversion trigger. They're basically arguing loyalty now comes when brands act in a way that's human, digital, empathetic, and secure. All four.
That really is the modern formula for loyalty, isn't it? Feeling safe with a brand might actually matter more than just price or features now. And to earn that trust, security can't be bolted on later. It has to be security by design. That means building security into everything, CRM systems, how you handle data, all your processes right from the very beginning. It can't be an add-on.
And it's not just about being secure behind the scenes, is it? Customers have to feel secure, which means communication needs to be super clear, proactive, transparent. We need to explain security measures in plain English, make it understandable. Ditch the confusing tech jargon that just makes people feel lost.
Absolutely. And this need for security that's proactive, measurable, it's led to some pretty smart approaches. Ways to blend business strategy with security tech. The sources point out two really interesting methods here.
Okay, what's the first one?
It involves mixing agile methods, OKRs objectives and key results, and even design thinking into AI security tabletop exercises.
Right, OKRs. Many listeners probably know them, but maybe a quick refresher. Why use OKRs for security drills?
Sure. OKRs are basically a framework businesses use to set ambitious goals and track progress with measurable results. Applying them to security means security isn't just about checking boxes for compliance, it's about hitting specific, measurable targets. So when they run these practice drills, these tabletop exercises, they're not just going through the motions, they're aiming for a defined goal, like we want to cut our detection time for this type of attack by 30% this quarter. It makes security active, strategic.
Gotcha. That definitely adds focus. And the second method for keeping trust, implementing data clean rooms, sounds very high tech.
It is pretty technical, but the concept is key for collaborating while protecting data. Think of it like a secure digital vault. Different companies, maybe a retailer or an advertiser, can put their customer data into this shared vault. Then they can run analyses or ask specific questions inside the vault. They get the combined insights, the answer to their business question. But crucially, they never see the other party's raw individual customer data. So you get the benefit of shared data without ever exposing sensitive personal info. It builds that trust. Okay, so we've covered the back-end stuff, AI, design thinking, security. Let's shift to the front end. How does the customer actually experience all this? The sources say shopping is increasingly becoming a scroll experience, just scrolling through feeds. And this really forces physical brick-and-mortar stores to change fundamentally. Marketing has to drive relevance, the experience, the trust across every single channel.
Yeah, and the places where that scrolling happens are becoming huge revenue drivers, right? Things like TikTok commerce, live stream shopping. You've got authentic creators selling stuff in real time. It turns browsing from something passive into like an event. It gets people engaged emotionally, drives impulse buys. It's a whole new sales engine.
And because of that scroll experience, that fast pace, attention spans are, well, short. So the content itself has to change. The sources say micro-content is basically non-negotiable now. Think short, punchy text, really eye-catching images, quick videos, stuff that gets the message across instantly.
But those little snippets can't just be throwaway content. If you only have someone's attention for, say, 7 seconds, the 7 seconds have to mean something. Which is why authentic storytelling is still so vital. It creates that quick emotional hit, conveys brand values fast. And here's where it links back to the AI, right? That micro content isn't just short, it's smart. The AI has figured out the exact unique issue this user cares about right now, making the story hyper-relevant, emotionally tailored.
Exactly. And let's not forget the words that aren't ads, but the interface itself, UX texts. These little bits of text act like the digital shop window. They guide users smoothly, confirm their actions, clearly explain security steps. They subtly build that crucial trust right when someone is interacting or buying.
Okay, and finally, bringing it all together, bridging online and offline, O2O, they call it, online to offline. If the digital side is so slick, so personal, so instant, then the physical store can't just be a place with shelves anymore. It has to go back to being an experience, something that actually sparks emotion, makes you want to be there.
No question. The expectation now is seamlessness. AI is huge here, bridging what people expect online with what they find in the store. For instance, maybe the AI uses your location and browsing history to tip off a sales associate that you're near something you looked at online. Or it could change the digital signs in the store based on what's trending locally online right now. The whole point is a seamless customer experience, where online data makes the offline experience richer, more emotional, #tag tag tag outro.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture for you, our listener? We've seen that winning in e-commerce isn't about picking one magic tool or technique. Companies have to nail three things at the same time. Agentic AI for those super personalized, automated interactions, design thinking to ensure innovation is actually centered on the user, and security by design to build and maintain that essential trust.
Yeah, long-term customer loyalty. It absolutely hinges on strengthening all three of those pillars together. It brings us back to that winning formula from the sources, CRM with character. A digital relationship that feels empathetic, performs brilliantly, and maybe most importantly, feels secure.
It really is that meeting point of human goals and digital power.
It is, and maybe here's a final thought for you to chew on. This need to combine extreme efficiency driven by autonomous AI with deep human care driven by empathy and security, it really shakes up traditional business models. How do you actually structure your teams? How do you maybe even redefine your company's mission? To think like both a super efficient machine and a genuinely caring human. Simultaneously. Finding that balance between relentless automation and authentic protective empathy, that's where the real innovation challenge lies. And something every leader needs to be thinking about, well, right now,